Hi, this is Sarah, more commonly known as Cassandra1447 on the forums, and I would like to defend Parvati Patil. First, Parvati has a very valid point. Hagrid does not do an effective job at teaching students how to deal with magical creatures, partly because he doesn't teach a very broad range, also because he doesn't have a good organization, and because his lessons tend to scare them rather than inform them. Secondly, Parvati supports Trelawney for many of the same reasons that Harry and Ron support Hagrid, and say that Hagrid is a good teacher, despite the fact that I believe Harry really does know Hagrid is not an effective teacher. They support Hagrid because he's their friend. Parvati supports Trelawney because she's her friend. So you can't say good job, Harry and Ron, for supporting Hagrid as a teacher, while condemning Parvati for doing the exact same thing for the exact same reasons. And thirdly, Parvati is not weak. And I don't appreciate the implication that she's weak because she is girlish or because she is interested in more stereotypically girlish subjects than, say, Ginny or Hermione. As we will see in later books, Parvati is a very strong character. In Order of the Phoenix, she joins the DA and fights against Umbridge. In Half-Blood Prince, she remains in solidarity with her house and her fellow students at Hogwarts, despite the fact that her parents want to remove her from this dangerous situation. And in Deathly Hallows, her parents' worries are proven true when she has to endure a year under the Carrows and Snape. And in the final battle, she fights Death Eaters quite successfully. She's not a weak person. She simply has different interests that are more traditionally feminine than characters such as Ginny and Hermione.